A lot of phone calls over the last few days from concerned public members. Obviously, with this weather warning in place now, a lot of people, there's a bit of fear among people. And I was talking to the roads director, John McLaughlin, last night, and we kind of agreed, you know, there's no point waiting until it's here, and people are ringing us as councillors, and we're not able to do nothing, and the council's not able to do nothing to perhaps get a small plan in place. So obviously the gritters aren't going to be able to do every road. We're thinking along the lines of if there's people, maybe four or five houses on a road, that if they go together, they could contact a local councillor and say, listen, if we get the grit disposed at the end of the road, that they'll be able to do it together themselves and spread it. So it's sort of a case now being proactive rather than reactive, and having a system in place where the councillors can contact the local road supervisors who know the roads inside out, and they can leave grit out in areas that are, if requested, to get spread about. So it takes a bit of the pressure off the council, and you know, where people are ringing to get roads gridded, but it can't be done. So perhaps, you know, if the grit's left there, that they'll be able to spread it and keep the roads passable.
And the council has agreed to deploy certain amounts of grit to people who basically ask for it.
Within reason and where it's practical, they will leave grit out at the end of the road. Again, obviously you can't do it maybe for one house, but maybe if there's a road there with five or six houses, as I said, you know, they can leave it out. It's, you know, it's very important now that people can contact their councillors, and that's what they're for, to, you know, perhaps work on their behalf and try and get the grit left out for them. And hopefully it won't turn out as bad as possible, or as they expected, but if we can get as much done as possible beforehand, it takes a bit of the pressure off whenever the bad weather does come in.